Ever wish you had, like, a whole team of AI masterminds at your beck and call, ready to tackle your to-do list?
And not just any to-do list. I mean, we're talking about AI that used to be, the stuff of science fiction. Now it's becoming accessible even for everyday businesses.
Exactly. That's what we're diving into today. AI as a service, AIaaS. It's kind of like unlocking this next level tech power. And thankfully, we've got a guide from XR1 AI Consulting to help us break it all down.
And this guide's not messing around. It jumps right in, explaining how AI is changing who gets to use AI. In the past, forget it. You needed a small army of engineers and a budget the size of a small country.
Right, it was always this big mysterious thing. So for anyone hearing AIS for the first time and feeling a little lost, let's
Demystify it.
yes, demystify it. Where do we even begin?
Okay, picture this. Remember when we all had like software boxes piled up, taking over our computers? Then came SaaS, right? Software as a service. And suddenly, boom, we're accessing incredible tools online, no problem at all.
Yeah, no more massive instruction manuals.
Exactly. AS is basically that, but for, well, artificial intelligence. It's like renting a superpowered brain instead of building one from scratch.
So instead of painstakingly creating your own AI, you're sort of renting the tools and the expertise that comes with it.
Precisely. And these aren't just any old tools. We're talking about things like pre-built machine learning models.
Okay, now we're getting into the weeds a bit. What are those exactly?
Think of them as ready-made brains trained on massive amounts of data. Let's say you need to process language, not just translate it, but really understand it, like the way a human would. There's probably a model for that, already fine-tuned and ready to go.
That's got to be a game changer, especially for businesses that need to keep up but don't have the time or resources to build everything from the ground up.
100%.
Right.
But what if you do have some unique needs, like a very specific process that only your company uses? Well, here's the cool part. A lot of these AIS platforms let you build and train your own models.
So it's flexible, caters to both the keep it simple crowd and the I need it my way folks. I like that.
Right. And none of this, absolutely none of it, happens without some serious computing power behind the scenes. This stuff needs a lot of juice.
That's what I was thinking. It's like AI sounds impressive, but it can't just run on good intentions, right?
No way. What makes AI so potent is that it taps into like massive data centers, the kind of computing power that would cost a fortune to build yourself.
It's like having a supercomputer on speed dial.
Pretty much. And speaking of speed, that brings us to another major perk the guide highlights. Scalability.
Scalability, what does that mean in like plain English?
Okay, let's say you're a retailer, right? And suddenly it's Black Friday, the holiday rush hits, boom. You need way more fraud detection power, like yesterday.
Because the shoppers are out there, credit cards blazing.
Exactly. With AIS, you can instantly ramp up your computing resources, handle that surge, and then scale back down when things settle.
So you're not paying for a supercomputer when you just need a calculator.
Exactly. You only pay for what you use, which is incredibly cost-effective. No wasted resources, just on-demand AI power.
Okay, I can see why companies are jumping on this AIS train. And speaking of major players, the guide names a few big hitters: Microsoft Azure AI, Amazon Web Services AI, and Google Cloud AI.
It's like the all-star team of AI has assembled. And they're not just here to show off. Each platform brings its A game with its own unique strengths and specialties.
Okay, so it's not just a one-size-fits-all situation.
Not at all. Let's start with Microsoft Azure AI. They're known for being incredibly well-rounded. Think of it like a Swiss Army knife for AI. It's got a tool for pretty much everything, and it all plays nicely with other Microsoft products.
So if a company's already using, say, Microsoft 365 or Azure for their cloud stuff, Azure AI just slots right in.
Seamlessly, like it was made for it.
Smart move on Microsoft's part, and it looks like they put that to good use too. The guide talks about this financial company using Azure AI to combat fraud, which honestly feels like a never-ending battle these days.
Oh, for sure. And these guys aren't messing around. They're training these insanely complex machine learning models on mountains of data, like past transactions, customer behavior, everything. And it's all about catching suspicious activity in real time.
It's like having an army of like digital detectives constantly on the lookout.
24/7. It's pretty remarkable how much AI is already working behind the scenes to protect our money.
Which is reassuring considering how good some of these fraudsters are getting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Microsoft covering their bases. What about Amazon? They're kind of known for doing a bit of everything.
You're putting it mildly. Amazon Web Services, or AWS as the cool kids call it, is like the mega mart of AIS. Seriously, they have a service for everything under the sun.
Which can be overwhelming.
A little bit, yeah. It's like walking into a store with a million aisles and no map.
No.
But on the flip side, if you've got complex needs or just want everything in one place, AWS is your jam.
So it's the go big or go home of the AIS world.
Pretty much. And one of their crown jewels is this thing called Amazon SageMaker.
That name sounds intense.
It's built for building, training, and deploying those custom machine learning models we talked about.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. You don't have to be a coding wizard to use it. Amazon's got a whole library of pre-trained models for things like image recognition, natural language processing.
So even if you're just dipping your toes into the AI pool.
They've got something for you. It's designed to be powerful but accessible, which is kind of Amazon's MO, right?
Make it easy. Make it everywhere.
Exactly. And the guide has this great example of a media company using AWS AI to organize their massive video archive. I'm talking thousands of hours of footage.
That's a lot of cat videos.
Right. So they used Amazon Recognition, which is their image and video analysis service, to automatically tag and categorize everything. Made the content searchable.
No more interns spending weeks tagging footage. Sign me up. That's amazing. Talk about putting those, what do they call them, lazy algorithms to shame. That's next level organization. Okay, so we've got Microsoft's streamlined approach, Amazon's more is more philosophy, that's art. Where does Google fit into all of this? They've always been the brainiacs of search and data. They definitely know the thing or two about data.
Right, and that's exactly where Google Cloud AI really shines. If you're thinking about things like, you know, chatbots that actually sound human, or language translation that captures those subtle nuances that get lost in translation.
So if I want to build a chatbot that doesn't sound like, you know, a robot reading from a script, Google's the way to go.
They've got you covered.
Yeah.
But honestly, what I find even more interesting is their work in automated machine learning, or AutoML for short.
AutoML, okay. I'm not going to lie, that sounds a little intimidating.
It might sound like something out of a sci-fi movie, but...
Is Google basically creating robot data scientists? Do I need to, like, update my resume right now?
It's not quite that dramatic. Think of it more like having a really, really smart assistant.
Okay, so less robots taking over, more robots helping me get things done faster.
Exactly. And they can handle all that complex coding and parameter tuning, which honestly can be a real headache. Frees you up to focus on the bigger picture, the strategy behind your AI project.
Strategy, not syntax. Got it. And I'm guessing this ties back to that example in the guide with that global retailer, the one using Google's AutoML to personalize their recommendations.
Bingo. And this is actually a big part of what makes AIS so powerful. It's not about replacing human jobs altogether, but rather about making us better at our jobs.
Because who doesn't want to work smarter, not harder?
Right. By taking care of those tedious, repetitive tasks and giving us deeper insights, AI empowers us to do more, be more creative. You know.
I'm all for that. But I got to say, with all these amazing AIS platforms out there, it's almost a little overwhelming. Like, where do you even begin?
It's true. The AIS landscape is vast and it's changing all the time. But here's the good news. You don't have to become an AI expert overnight.
Thank goodness. So where do we start?
The guide emphasizes the importance of, you know, really nailing down your why. Why are you even interested in AI? What are the specific challenges you're facing? What are you hoping to achieve?
So have a clear destination in mind before you start navigating the AI map.
Exactly. Once you have a solid understanding of your objectives, then you can start exploring which AIS platform aligns best with those goals and, of course, your resources.
And I'm guessing resources includes data, right? After all, AI is only as smart as the data we feed it.
100%. The guide actually dedicates a whole section to data readiness. And for good reason. It's not enough to just have data. It needs to be accurate, well-organized. AI algorithms need to be able to easily digest it.
So no more messy spreadsheets or data silos scattered across different departments.
Ideally not. The more structured and centralized your data is, the easier it is for AI to do its thing, to extract those valuable insights. Think of it this way. You wouldn't expect a chef to whip up a gourmet meal with a bunch of random ingredients for you.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. But even with the best ingredients, you still need to know your way around a kitchen. And that's where I imagine things can get tricky for businesses that are, you know, new to the whole AI game. Do you need to, like, hire a whole team of data scientists just to get started?
Not necessarily. While in-house expertise definitely helps, it's not a deal breaker. One of the great things about AI is its accessibility. Lots of platforms offer user-friendly interfaces.
So you don't have to be a coding whiz to figure it out.
Exactly. And they have all these pre-built models that allow people with minimal technical know-how to start experimenting and actually see results pretty quickly.
So dip your toes in the AI pool before you, you know, jump into the deep end.
Precisely. And speaking of dipping your toes, the guide strongly recommends starting with pilot projects.
Pilot projects, okay. Is that kind of like a test drive for AI?
That's a great way to put it. It lets you experiment with different AI tools and approaches in a controlled environment without, you know, going all in on one solution.
No need to bet the farm on your first try.
Right. You can test the waters, see what works, and then, you know, if things are looking good, you scale up gradually.
Takes the pressure off a bit. Nobody wants to be that person, the one who steered the company Titanic into an iceberg of AI disasters.
Mm.
But even with a pilot project, I imagine there's still going to be some bumps in the road, right?
Oh, for sure. Implementing AI, even with the help of AI, requires a bit of a shift in mindset. You often have to restructure existing workflows.
It's not just plug and play. There's some adaptation involved.
Right. And this is where, you know, good leadership comes in. You've got to have buy-in from your team, make sure everyone has the necessary training and support, and be prepared to adapt along the way. It's a learning process for everyone.
It's like that old saying, the only constant is change, especially in the tech world.
Truer words have never been spoken. But you know, enough about all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Let's talk about some real-world applications. The guide had some pretty amazing examples of AIES in action. Like that one about AI analyzing medical images to catch diseases earlier than human doctors.
That's incredible. I mean, talk about life-saving technology.
Right, and it gets even wilder when you think about the potential for personalized medicine. Imagine a future where treatments are tailored to your unique genetic makeup.
Okay, now that sounds like something straight out of Star Trek. But I love it. It's amazing to think that AI could make that a reality. And speaking of making things a reality, AI's impact is definitely being felt beyond healthcare. Let's talk retail, because it seems like every time I click on something online, I'm immediately bombarded with these, like, scarily accurate recommendations.
Oh, yeah. The You Might Also Like phenomenon. That's AIAAS in action. They're using your past behavior, your browsing history, and let's be honest, probably millions of other data points to predict what you're going to want next.
And it's usually spot on, which is both impressive and a little bit creepy. But hey, if it means I find that perfect pair of shoes faster, I'm not complaining.
It's all about making shopping more convenient, more personalized.
And let's be real, more tempting.
Exactly. It's the ultimate shopping experience powered by AI.
But what about the less glamorous side of things, like the financial world?
Yeah.
That doesn't exactly scream personalized recommendations. I mean, it seems like the financial world is all about data, but it's not exactly known for being, you know, customer-centric.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
The finance world lives and breathes data and AI. Well, AI eats data for breakfast.
True enough. And we're already seeing that play out with fraud detection, right? Like that Azure AI example from earlier where banks are using AI to spot those sneaky transactions that humans might miss.
Exactly. It's like having a super-powered bodyguard for your bank account, constantly scanning for suspicious activity.
That does make me feel a bit better about online banking. But it also makes me wonder about the implications for things like, well, my credit score. Can AIS make that whole system fairer, or at least a bit easier to understand?
That's the hope. The traditional credit scoring system, it relies on a pretty limited set of data points. But AI has the potential to consider a much wider range of factors.
So it could actually lead to a more well-rounded assessment.
Potentially, yes. And that could mean more inclusive lending practices. Of course, it's not without its challenges. We need to be very careful about bias creeping in. But the potential is definitely there.
That's something I hadn't even considered. The idea of AI not just making things faster or more efficient, but potentially fairer. It's like we often focus on the what and the how of AI, but the why is just as important.
Absolutely. We have to be mindful of the ethical implications of AI as well.
For sure. But on a slightly lighter note, I have to admit, part of me still pictures those, you know, those Wall Street guys in their fancy suits huddled over their algorithms, whispering buy low, sell high to their AI assistants.
Well, there's definitely a lot of buzz about AI-powered investment strategies. And for good reason. AI can analyze market trends, assess risk, even manage entire portfolios.
So are robo-advisors about to take over the world?
Not so fast. It's important to remember that even the most advanced AI is still working with probabilities, not certainties.
So maybe don't hand over your life savings to a robot just yet.
Exactly. human judgment, financial expertise, those things are still incredibly valuable, especially when it comes to those big life-altering investment decisions.
Right. Because as smart as AI is getting, it doesn't have a crystal ball. At least, not that I'm aware of.
Not yet, anyway. But in all seriousness, AI can be a really valuable tool for financial professionals. It can do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to research, analysis, and even automating routine tasks, which frees up those human experts to focus on the bigger picture.
There's that human-AI partnership we keep talking about. But before we get too philosophical, we've got one more stop on our AI world tour: manufacturing.
Ah, yes, the factory of the future. Manufacturing is actually a sector that's really ripe for AI disruption.
Because so much of it is already automated.
Exactly. And it's only going to become more so with AIS. In fact, the guide had this really cool example about something called predictive maintenance.
Okay, predictive maintenance. That sounds intriguing.
So imagine being able to predict when a piece of equipment is going to fail before it actually happens.
Wow, no more scrambling to fix things at the last minute.
Exactly. With AI, you can schedule maintenance proactively, which means less downtime, lower costs, and just a smoother production process overall.
That's amazing. It's like those check engine lights in our cars, but like 1,000 times more sophisticated.
1,000 times. And predictive maintenance is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to AI in manufacturing. We're also talking about optimizing production lines, improving quality control, even assisting with product design.
So AI is involved in every step of the process?
Pretty much. It's a really exciting time to be in manufacturing, even if you're not, you know, a robot.
I can imagine. But I do have to say, this whole conversation has been pretty eye-opening. It seems like AIS is, well, everywhere and doing everything, which is pretty incredible. But for our listeners who might be feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, what advice would you give them? Where do they even begin?
That's a great question. And my advice would be, don't let the fear of the unknown hold you back. AIS is more accessible today than it's ever been. Start small. Pinpoint a specific problem you want to solve.
Even if it seems like a small problem.
Especially if it seems small. Then start exploring. Check out those platforms we discussed, Microsoft, Amazon, Google. They all have tons of resources for beginners.
And they're not the only game in town. The guide mentions XR1 AI Consulting, the folks behind all this. They sound like the AI gurus you call when you need a little extra help.
And there are a lot of great consultants and service providers out there. Don't be afraid to reach out. Remember, you don't have to become an AI expert overnight. Focus on identifying your needs, finding the right tools and resources, and then take that first step.
It's about embarking on the journey, even if the destination seems a little fuzzy right now.
Exactly. And you never know. You might be surprised by what you discover along the way.
That's the beauty of exploration. Well said. And on that note of boundless possibilities, I think we'll wrap up our deep dive into AI as a service. Hopefully, you've all gained some valuable insights today and, even more importantly, a sense of excitement about the power of this incredible technology.
It's been a pleasure joining you.
It's been a fascinating conversation. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.